Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Pearlie Martin for Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. You guys, I dropped in 1 second, 1 minute, 1 moment to ask. Did you miss the opportunity? Did you miss the opportunity? Yes, did you miss the opportunity? Has God placed someone that you don't know in your life to serve, and you miss the opportunity? Did you miss the opportunity? You know, we're going to pray before we start. Father, we just thank you for being in the midst of us. You said we're two or three are joined together. There you are. So, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that you reveal your word to us and you give us your wisdom to do what you say. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Yeah, I want to know, I'm not just going to be here for a second, minute, or moment, and I just want to say, don't miss the opportunity, because some of us could, don't miss the opportunity on serving strangers, because some of us could be serving, entertaining an angel unaware, and I believe that, don't miss the opportunity. You know, I did a podcast the other day, Facebook Live the other day, talked about the Good Samaritan, and you know how the Levi and the priest, they were just so busy on their way to church that they just turned their heads the other way and pretend like they didn't even see the Samaritan laying there. I mean, the guy that was robbed and beaten and bruised and hurting and need to be healed on the inside. Did you miss the opportunity? I think sometimes the reason we turn our heads and walk the other way and pretend like we don't see is because we know it's going to cost us something. It was the Samaritan that stopped, the one that was considered not to be saved. He the one that had the compassion in his heart when he saw that man laying there beaten, bruised, and wounded. And we pass up people like that all the time. Though they may not physically be beaten and they might not physically be bruised, but they may be physically beaten and bruised on the inside, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And we just tend to pretend like we don't see, because we know it's going to cost us something. You know, I mean, that thing that's constantly bothers you every time you look at it, that's part of your call. So what we need to do when we look at it and we say, boy, somebody need to do something. And God is saying, why don't you do it? They need to do this and they need to do that. And so why don't you do that? It's bothering you so much. Have you ever wondered why it bothers you so much? That's God calling you. They need to do this and they need to do that. And they. Who are they anyway? You're part of the day. But I believe that the reason we don't really want to get involved in the lives of others is because that's grassroots ministry. Because remember, Jesus said, I didn't even come for those as well. I came for those that are sick. So to get involved in the lives of others, it's going to cost you something. And people know this. Even if it doesn't cost you money, it may cost you some of your time. And, you know, sometimes we're so busy like the Levite and we're so busy like the priest that we ain't got time for that, because, see, we need to be home studying. And I'm wondering, what are we doing if we're not serving? And I'm not talking about serving each other. That's not what I'm talking about, because serving each other is serving the saints. I'm saying, what is our customer service? What is our service to our neighbor? Because our neighbor is the people that's hurting and bruised and beaten and beat down and trodden down. That's our neighbor. Are we loving and caring and sharing with our neighbor? The Bible says, don't just be concerned about your own interests, but be concerned about the interests of others. But when we're so busy preparing our sermons, what are we preaching about? If we're not serving, what are we preaching about? The purpose of the word, when we hear the word, is to go out and do it. Are we hearers of the word and not doers? Just hearers only and not doers? Because if we are, the word says, then we're going to deceive ourselves. As believers, we're to lay hands on the sick. We're to visit those that are sick. We're to visit those that are in prison. We're to feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Jesus said, when you've done it unto them, He said, you've done it unto him. And the disciples said, well, Lord, when did we see you sick? And when did we see you in prison? And when did we? And he said, well, when you've done it unto them, you've done it unto him, to me. Are we serving the Lord? The way we serve the Lord is by serving others. Let's quit pretending. Let's not pretend like we don't see. Because when we don't have time for people, what are we really doing? Because God is in the people business. It was for God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. And some of us have missed our assignments. Because like the Levite and the priest, we pretend like we didn't see. Who has God brought in your, put on place in your radar? Who has he put on your radar and you pretend like you don't see? You pretend like you don't see. But those are missed opportunities. A lot of us think that, well, when they come to the building, then we'll pray for them. And then, no. Sometimes you're going to go into the highways and the byways and compel them to come. Did you miss the opportunity? Did you look the other way when you saw someone not even laying on the streets, but when you saw someone that was hurting, that was wounded, that was bruised? Did you miss the opportunity to serve them, to help bandage up their wounds, and to help them out in any other way that they may need help? Did you fail to help them out financially? Did you fail to help them out spiritually? Did you fail to help them out mentally and emotionally? Because to serve God is to serve the people that he so loves. There's no condemnation. I just want to know. We're really going to have to be more and more aware in this season, because we're going to be entertaining some angels unaware. And you can tell when you've encountered an angel, because an angel is like someone who comes into your life for a minute, for a moment, and you may get to spend some time with them, and it's like as if they have literally disappeared from the face of the earth. And, excuse me, it's not that feeling like, oh, something bad happened to them. You literally sense as if they just poof, disappeared. And there's no need to look for them, because on the inside, it's just the spirit of the Lord just letting you know. You're not going to find them. There's no need to look for them. That was a sign. That was an assignment. That was your assignment. When the prophet came to the widower during the famine, he said, you know what? Just fix me a meal. Go on and bake me a cake first. Your meal barrel won't run dry. Here come this stranger. Because to her, he was a stranger. He was a prophet, but still. He said, just go on and, you know, it wasn't going to be enough anyway. So if it's not enough to meet your need, then it's your seed. Don't eat your seed. If it's not enough to meet your need, it's your seed. Don't eat your seed. Sow it. She sowed her seed. It wasn't enough to meet her everyday need. So she just went on and sowed her seed, sowed it as a seed. Why eat one day and die when I can eat every day and live? What do I have to lose by believing that if I bake him a cake first, because this is all I got anyway. So what is it I have to lose by just going and baking him a cake, by taking care of someone else's need? Sharing really is caring. I know we teach our kids that, but that's real life. Sharing is caring, because your hand is connected to your heart. Jesus said, where man's treasure is, that's where his heart is also. But Jesus Christ is the greatest customer service rep. And if we want to know how to serve others, just look at how Jesus served others. Because as he is, so are we in this world, right? As ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ and ministers of reconciliators, as he is, so are we. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss the opportunity to serve your neighbor. Because when you have done it unto them, when you have banded up the brokenhearted, when you have prayed for them and you have served them and you have catered to their need, everything you've done it unto the Lord. The Lord is going to send some angels into your life on an assignment. So be aware. Be aware. Be aware. Be aware. He sent angels into the city of Sodom and Gomorrah to deliver Lot, to bring Lot out. He sent the angels in. The people didn't know that they were angels. They wanted to sleep with them. Be aware. Because angels, they're going to look like human beings. Be aware. Always be ready to be kind, to show acts of kindness. And let's not pretend like we don't see. Quit pretending like you don't see. Quit praying for people when you know they need food. And go buy them folks something to eat. Let's quit pretending like we don't see. The disciples said, Jesus, send them away. He said, no, they're going to perish. These people have come a long way. We can't send them away. We got to minister, cater to their physical needs too. I done preached to them. They done followed me all the way into this wilderness and the desert. It ain't like they got McDonald's and other places along the way. It ain't like they drove their car to a revival or a conference. These people were walking. He said, no, we're going to have to cater to the... He didn't ignore the fact that they needed food. He didn't turn his face and say, hey, if I teach you how to fish, you'll know how. Hey, I'm going to give you this sermon right here. You go be filled. No, he said, I'm going to feed you. I'm not going to pretend like I don't see. I'm not going to pretend like I'm not in touch with your needs. Are you in touch with the needs of others? Or can you only see what's in front of you? What are we doing? The purpose of going to the building is like school. We go there so we can be taught, so we can be prepared, so we can be equipped. For what? The work of the ministry. What is the work of the ministry? It's the people that God so loved. It was for God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. What you need a word of knowledge for if you're not going to minister, if you're not going to serve people? Because the purpose of the gifts are just to give. It's to serve others. What you need a prophetic word for? Who you going to prophesy to? Yourself. Because if you're not serving the people, what are we doing with it? The purpose of the gift. The gift that God give us is to us. But the gift we give to others is to God. The way we serve God is by serving others. The way we show the love of God to others is by serving others. So when people tell me thank you, I say you need to say thank you to God too. Because it was because of his goodness that I did good. It was because of his goodness. Because everything comes from God. And we need to make sure that we point everybody to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. So I tell anything that you see good about me is because of the good God I serve. Everything goes back to God. Everything. There's just no way around them. Because you see, the very breath that we breathe, it comes from him. We live and we move and have our being because of him. So I like to encourage you, exhort you, and remind you, there's no condemnation, but go and love on someone else like God has loved on you, because that's how people are going to be able to see the love of God. And not just what we say, but in what we do. Did you miss the opportunity? Did you miss the opportunity to serve someone you don't know? Did you miss the opportunity? Did you pretend like you didn't see? Come on, let's just be honest. If we did, let's just repent. Father, forgive me for ignoring my neighbor. Because a neighbor is not somebody you know. A neighbor is somebody who's in your sphere of influence. If God bring this person on your radar, if he put this person in your face, that has become your neighbor. And as we begin to be faithful over the little, that's when God will give us much more. But sometimes we're so self-consumed. We're so consumed with our own needs that we can't see the needs of others. But some of us is like the widower and say, well, I ain't got but a little bit. I can't help you. I can pray for you, but I can't help you. Of course you can. Let me explain this to you. God never asks you first. nothing that you don't have. You already have it. Everybody has something to give. The person might not need money. The person might not need food. They might need prayer. They might need a hug. They might need a word of encouragement. They might just need some of your time. Will you share? Will you share? Because like the prophet prophesied to the widow and told her that if she would share with him, if she would bake the cake with him first, how her meal bear would never run dry. If you would share that prophetic word, if you would share that $5, if you would share that meal, make somebody some, make your neighbor some food, a meal or something, just do something. Whatever you're willing to give, whatever you're willing to share, God will cause it to multiply. If we want God to enlarge our territory, we got to be faithful with the few. God loves people. He loves the ones that we don't love. Here, there's no condemnation. I just want to exhort you, encourage you, and remind you to share your gift and watch God cause it to multiply. What's the purpose of giving us more if we're not going to share what we already have? Are we just going to take what we got and just store it in our barns and our storehouses and not distribute the wealth, not distribute the words of wisdom, the words of knowledge, the gifts of the Spirit? No, as you share it with others, it will grow. As we share with others, whatever God has shared with us, you'll see that we get it back. There's no shortage in heaven. There is no shortage in heaven. Our storehouse is in heaven. There's no shortage in heaven. You're not going to run out. Your meal bear ain't going to run dry when you give it to God. Because when you give to others, you give it to God. When we're being obedient and doing what the Lord say, we're giving it to him. He said, he who giveth to the poor, lend it to the Lord. And the Bible said that the Lord will reward. The Lord will reward them. He who giveth to the poor, lend it to the Lord. And the Lord will reward you. And you know what? Guess what? Remember the word say, when you pray in secret, how the Lord rewards you openly. Well, some of those prayers are getting ready to be answered. The Lord is getting ready. All those prayers that you prayed in the closet, he's getting ready. Them prayers are getting ready to manifest. Because, you know, they weren't selfish prayers. They weren't just prayers for yourself, but you prayed for others. You labored in the Lord. You shared your gift. You shared your time in prayer. And guess what? It's harvest time. And we're getting ready to reap what we sow. Not just bad things, but we're getting ready to reap the good things that we sow. And don't get ever tired of doing good, because when you get tired of doing good, that's when you start doing evil. Don't ever get tired of doing the right thing, because when you get tired of doing the right thing, that's when you start doing the wrong thing. Every good, perfect gift. Don't ignore your neighbor. And I'm not just talking about your next door neighbor. Don't ignore your neighbor. When you see it and God arrests you and he locks you in on it, just say, okay, Lord, what you want me to do about that? I see it. What you want me to do about that? Okay, Lord, I see it. What do you want me to do? When they come in your inbox, just quit wiping everybody off. Because when the Lord puts someone on your radar, he will bring that person to your attention. Everybody ain't your assignment. But I'm telling you, when the Lord put them on your radar, he will bring them to your attention. That's your assignment. That's your temporary assignment. That's your temporary. Don't miss the opportunity to serve, because that's living life and life more abundantly. And one thing I found to be true is you cannot ever, never, ever, ever, ever outgive God. Because every good and perfect gift comes from him. What is it that we have that we did not receive? And when we leave, we're not taking any of this stuff with us. So why not share it with others? Because when you minister to the needs of others, when you minister to the need of a person, that gives you the opportunity to minister to the person. Understand, when you come into a person's life, it's not just to give them a piece of bread, but that's an opportunity to say, hey, let me hold your hand. Let me see, let me pray for you. Is it okay if I pray for you? I just want you to know that the Lord loves you, and that's why he sent me by here to check on you, to see about you. He sent me. The Lord loved that man that was beaten and bruised and on the side of the road. So the only somebody he could find that would pay any attention was the Samaritan. It was the Samaritan. Let's quit pretending like we don't see, because what are we doing if we're not ministering to the needs of people? After we leave the building, what are we doing? What is our service to our community? What is our community? Because Jesus had community service. He didn't just go, he didn't just minister inside the temple, but he went outside to where the people were. What is your service to your community? There's no condemnation. It's just a question. The next time he arrests you, whether it's on Facebook, if someone inbox you, you see someone in the store and God locks you in on them, he locks you in on that person. We say it all the time, Lord, use me, use me. I want to be used by God. But I think a lot of times when we say that, we're talking about on a platform. God is trying to use you all the time. But we keep pretending like we don't see. We keep pretending like that's all part of the process. People want a pulpit ministry, but they don't want to serve the people. Jesus served the people. Jesus said, I did not even come to be served, but I came to serve. I didn't just come to serve. I mean, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. That's what he said. He said, I came to serve. There is a process. God will process and prepare us before he places us. And some of us don't want to go through the process. We don't want to serve others. We just want to be served. What about me? What about my needs? What about me? Well, the provisions of God are in the will of God. So when we get in alignment with God, then we will experience the provisions of God. It's not that he's withholding anything from us. We're just not in the place. When we get out of position, we're just not in the place to get it. It's already ours, but it's kind of like the children of Israel. The Lord said, I need you to go in and possess it. It's already yours. I've already given it to you. That's not the problem. But I just need you to go in and possess it. You have a part to play. It's yours, but I need you to go in and possess it. When you go in and possess it, we actually have a part to play. I always say, when you read the word, look for the verb, because a lot of times we don't know how to act on the word, right? Because faith without works is dead. So when you read the word, look for the action verb, because the action verb, that's our part. That's the part that we're supposed to do. Faith without corresponding actions, without works, is dead. So what's the works that goes with the word? What word has God given you? I can't believe it. He never tells you to do nothing for nobody. I'm going to end it here. There's no condemnation. But all I'm saying is, remember to entertain strangers, because you could be entertaining angels unaware. I know for a fact I've entertained some angels. And it's like I said, when they left my life, it was literally as if they disappeared. I knew not to look for them. It wasn't a feeling of, oh, I'm worried something happened to them. It wasn't that kind of feeling. It's like I knew that must have been an angel. It's like they literally just physically disappeared. It wasn't the kind of disappear that where you felt like you needed to file a police report or anything like that. It was like they was just there for a minute on an assignment, and when it was over, they were poof. It was like they were just gone. Beware. Be kind to somebody. Life is not always about you. The way to get your needs met is to help someone else with their needs. And the prophet said, just go on and bake me the cake first. Go on and bake me a cake first. And your meal bear, it will not run dry Because guess what? God's love is not selfish. And he gives seed to the sower. And when we sow the seed that God gives us, he will give us more seed to sow. And more seed to sow. And our meal barrel and our storehouses will overflow, that we won't have room enough to receive. The best life is living Christ's life. The best life is living the life of a giver, because that's what love is. For God so loved, it was because he so loved us that he gave to us. I was listening to CeCe Winans' song today on our way home from church, and on our way to church, and she was saying it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. It wasn't easy. What Jesus did wasn't easy, because he had a flesh too, y'all. He felt the Canaanite tails. He felt it when they beat him. He came in the form of a human being, man. He felt those things. He even said, Lord, if there's any other way, let this cup of suffering pass from me. We must crucify our flesh in order to serve someone else. We can't always be the most important thing in our world. We must sacrifice ourselves. The Bible says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. I'm crucified with Christ. It's when we wake up in the morning, it's not about what I want to do. The prayer is, Lord, what do you want me to do? I'm here to, how may I serve you? Because, you know, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. But we was worth it. He did it because we was worth it. And some of the things that the Lord asks us to do might not be easy. It might cause our flesh to suffer. But in the end, you have to understand that it's worth it. And I always consider it an honor and a privilege to serve the people that God so loves. Because the truth of the matter is, how can we repay him? It's not even possible to repay our Abba Father. So my way of saying thank you to him is by being obedient to what he says. Jesus said, why is it you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say? It wasn't easy, but we was worth it. And then B.B. Winans got this in harm's way. He put himself, Jesus put himself in harm's way so we could be saved. How can you repay him? We can't. So, you know, I like to say the power of praise. Because a grateful heart, I'm telling you, is a thankful heart. So my word to you is, don't forget about how good God is to you. Because when we remember how good God is to us, we won't be so hesitant to show his goodness to others. Because a thankful heart is a grateful heart. Don't miss your assignment. You looking for it in the building. But it ain't nothing but giving that neighbor across the street or next door, making them a sandwich. That's your assignment. Despise not the days of small beginnings, because as you're faithful over that little, the Lord has already said he will bless you with more bread. Feed the sheep. He said, feed, you love me? Feed my people. Feed my sheep. There's no condemnation. I'm getting ready to go. Today was an awesome, awesome day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I like to end it on this. Find a need and meet it. If God has put someone in your inbox, quit ignoring people. If we have the spirit of the Lord, my prayer is that, Lord, you would give us the ability to discern. To be able to distinguish good from evil, right from wrong. And my prayer is, Father, that as we acknowledge you again today, that you will direct us in our way each and every day. And I say to you, not to have a blessed day, But I declare and I decree that you have a blessed life, that you live the best life is the blessed life, being obedient to what God say. And every day that we get up and we do what God say, we have fulfilled God's plan for our life for that day. How about that? A lot of times we just look at the big picture. It's a second minute moment at a time. Jesus said, don't even take no thoughts about tomorrow, because tomorrow has enough worries of its own. I need you to focus on what I'm asking you to do right now. What am I asking you to do this second, this minute, this moment? I remember the last time we went out to feed the homeless. This young lady stopped by. She said, I woke up this morning. The Lord woke me up out of my sleep. And he said, just go start giving out water and chips. She was by herself. She was out just giving water and chips to the homeless. Just water. It was just her. She said, I woke up. He told me to get up this morning. And I just started going and giving water and chips. What is God telling you to do? Maybe he just wants to get somebody some water and chips. It's not even about really the substance. It's more about your obedience. But God is interested in physical needs of physical people. You can't pray everything away. I hate to tell you that, but we're not going to be able to pray everything away. Because when you minister to the need of the person, then that gives you the opportunity to minister to the person. Don't miss your opportunity to serve. Because serving the saints is serving the saints. But when we out in the serving the world, it's when we serve the people outside the building. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And you know, there's no big I's or little U's in the body of Christ. So let's not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. What an honor and a privilege to be considered by God for anything. What an honor and a privilege to serve the people that God so loves. That is how I feel when he gives me the opportunity to do something for one of the people that he so loved. It was for God so loved the world that he gave, not just the saints, but not just the people that I know, not just my children, not just my four and no more, but it was for God so loved the world that he gave. I pray that this podcast unlock whatever it is that God is putting to you. Unlock every gift, that you will begin to share the gifts. Share not just with other saints, but you will just begin to share. The more you share, the more he'll give to you. The more you share, the more he'll give to you. Give and it shall be given back to you. Press down, shaking together, running over. Give and it shall be given back to you. For God gives seed to the sower. Seed to the sower. The provisions of God are in the will of God. Sometimes we're not getting our needs met because we're not in the place where the seed is at. We have to get in alignment. Every area in our lives that we know that we're out of alignment, whether it's in our family, because ministry charity begins at home. And when I can't be out here in the streets being kind to the people in the streets, but then I'm raggedy to my husband at home. Ministry charity begins at home. Let's make sure our marriage is in alignment. Let's make sure that our relationships are in alignment. Get everything, I remember in elementary school that, you know, when we had to go to the restroom, that we had, the teacher would pick a leader. She would pick a leader. The leader was going to be the one in the front. And everybody else had to line up behind the leader. Before we went to the restroom, before we went to the lunchroom, whatever we did as a class, we went on a field trip, before we went in the hall, the kids weren't just running everywhere. They had to be in a line. And they had to follow the leader. Because if they didn't follow the leader, then they was going to be out of line. And when we don't follow the leader, the Lord Jesus Christ, we too are out of alignment. And when things are off, that's why. Because we're out of alignment. The will of God is in the provisions of God is in the will of God. To me, it just makes perfect sense that if the Lord asks us to do something, he will give us what we need to do, what he's asked us. He's asked us to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit those, pray for those that are sick. But what does that look like to you? It may not be opening a food pantry, but he's still calling you to do it. If it ain't nothing but buying somebody a lunch, he's still telling you to pray for the sick. He might not be. We're all called to the hospital ministry in some shape, form, or fashion. It might not be where you're physically going to the hospital, but it could be where you're talking to someone on Facebook, in Messenger. You're praying for someone. I have people on Facebook. I pray for people on Facebook I've never seen. That inbox and say, can I call you? Can you pray with me? Social media is a platform. It's a God idea. Whoever knew that you could be all the way in Africa sitting in your living room? And some of you have had words that you would go through the world and preach the gospel, but you never ever in your mind ever knew it would be through social media. I met more people through social media than I have in my entire 56 years. So don't demonize. When we can discern, we'll understand not just the seasons and the times, but we'll be able to understand the purpose of a thing. And for me, my only reason for being on social media is to gossip about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is my motive, my agenda. That's the only purpose for me being on Facebook, is to gossip about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's to spread the good news. And every time I put a word on there and I push sin, instantly that scripture comes to me that he sent his word and he healed him. I gotta go. I'm in my car. But I just want to leave this with you. There's no condemnation, but share the gift that God has given you.